Blog Talk Radio.
Erev Tov, Malcolm Sheta, good evening. Yes, sir.
The foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rehob and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Let's go up, let's go up, let's go up. Up, up, up. In the upper room of Zion. Yes, sir.
In the Christian tradition, based on Acts 1:13, the upper room was said to be the site of the Last Supper, i.e., the cenacle. But it was not the upper room found in Mark 14:15 and Luke 22:12 is the site of the Last Supper. However, the upper room in Zion, Acts 1:13, located on Mount Zion in the city of David, was the usual place where the apostles of Adonai Baruch Hu stayed in Jerusalem. And according to the Rastafari Encyclopedia, based upon Acts 2:42, as it is written, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. It was thus the first church of the Nazarene, our black master and savior, Jesus Christ, and said by many to be the first Christian church, Christian church, Christian church, Christian church.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus. Returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes.
From the upper room of Zion, what they be on? Distinguishing the light seeker from the peons. Rise, say it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old heads have been told since the days of old, and I sit and watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name, kept the Maui Hala Selassie, the first will reign. The opener of the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering, it's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating, stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion.
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room. Upper room. Upper room. Upper room.
The upper room. The upper room. The upper room. The upper room. The upper room.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. Upper room. Upper room. They went up. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren.
Psalm 81.
Mizmor pe alef lamnatzeh al hagittit le'asav.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
Uzenu, 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 uzenu. Harninu le'lohim uzenu, 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 uzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob, God of Jacob, God of Jacob.
Le'lohe Yaakov, le'lohe Yaakov, le'lohe Yaakov. Hari'u le'lohe Yaakov, le'lohe Yaakov, le'lohe Yaakov, le'lohe Yaakov, le'lohe Yaakov.
Take a psalm, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel, and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony, when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied, have satisfied, have satisfied, have satisfied.
Hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, what does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, important, important?
Hearken unto the words of Jacob. These are the words of our father, O Israel. Let me live. Let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Let me live. Let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Praises be to the Almighty One. Shall you see where we are going? For our sake I may go. Destroy peace and unity.
Only my real life class guy with the job. Rastafari. A winner race naturally. I won a boo house and a train. It's my time enough. A time get to you to shine enough. To welcome to my world. A world full of experiences and realities. I mean to teach and preach to both the poor and rich. I mean to inform, educate and entertain as well. But before that, let's acknowledge the presence of the Almighty. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio Na Adonai, El Shuwen Shou Sudatai, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kokam Na Adonai, we will praise and lift. Gladia. Through your power and through your blood, through your teachings and through your word, me have no doubt that you are my Lord. So I will praise and worship Yahweh through your teachings and through your book. You shall one of a blessing right on me. In this worldwide world, there's no one like you. So I will never, never, never replace you. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio Na Adonai. Angels still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El can come none, oh none. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. You stay with me, true was my hustle. My Lord is my savior, true was my struggle. He is my armor. In my battle, he made me conquer, so we gave him the mantle. King of kings, Lord of lords, stripe of Judah and the conquering lion. Bonani Maja, Bonazi Ago, Yebusele, Moko Beni Samako. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio Na Adonai. It's to angels still the same, by the power of the name. Eu should I, eu should I, eu can come na Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, eu should I. Open up my eyes to see your work them. Open up my ears to hear your voice them. Not forgetting my nose for the sense of smell. Open up my lips so that I can tell them. Give me more strength to do your work. Strengthen my heart to worry your faith. Give me more life to witness the blessed day. Open up my mind for me to understand. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio Na Adonai. And true angels still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El can come Na Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your power and through your blood, through your teachings and through your word, me have no doubt that you are my Lord. So I will praise and worship you. Through your teachings and through your book, you shall one of a blessing right by me. Now this worldwide world, no other like you. So I will never, 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 never. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio Na Adonai. His true angels do the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El come come Na Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai.
El Shaddai, El Shaddai, protect our night. Every day we cry. We no want a mariner's call if we fly. Praise the Most High. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, protect our night. Every day we cry. We no want a mariner's call if we fly. Praise the Most High.
Believe me, I did.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Chaverim. Here, the fifth day of the Shavua, the fifth day of the strong. Fifth day of this week right here, known as the Thursday and the Gregorian count. Here, this is the fifth day, So the fifth Aliyah right here. Shana Aliyah Day, this 50th. Here we're in the 50th sabbatical study for the Shabbat Strong. Ki Tabo, Ki Tabo. So we'd like to ride up with the fifth Aliyah right here, here, here. Just giving an overview right here. The fifth reading for this 50th Torah portion, this reading and feeding, this sabbatical study for the Shabbat Strong, this manna, this angel's bread. So here the fifth reading, picking up Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 11, to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 6. Now, in the fifth reading, in the Hebrew, we know this as the Aliyah, the Aliyah, the Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. So here, the up offering, the going up, the Aliyah. Here, the fifth reading, we have Moshe. Moshe, he charged Ha'am, he charged our people that after they had crossed the Yarden, the Jordan, the tribes of Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin were to stand on Mount Gerizim. Now, we touched on the metaphysical, the basic, the fine cycle, and the metaphysical application of the word sound of these mountains here. We have Gerizim, the sense of cutting, right? When the Baraka, the Berkot, were spoken. So we have the tribes, the six tribes, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin, were to stand on Har Gerizim, Mount Gerizim, when the Berkot, when the blessings were spoken, word, sound, power. And then we have the other six tribes, the tribes of Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. They were to stand on Har Ebal, on Stone Mountain. Well, actually, Ebal is Beer Mountain, Stone Mountain, Mount Ebal, when the curses, the Kelalot, right, the Kelalot were spoken, word, sound, power. So we have six tribes, right, on one mount, and then we have the other six tribes on the other mount. Now, I don't know if ones and ones picked up or followed up, Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, just some of the basic overview right here. We have these two mounts here. We have one mount. One mount is known as Gerizim. What is Gerizim, Chaberim? So here, let's go to Gerizim, just get an overview. The significance of the 12 tribes, six on one mountain, six on the next mountain. So we have the six, the first six, on Mount Gerizim, Har Gerizim. Now in the Hebrew, Gerizim means shorn, like trimmed, cut places, shorn places, waste places, barren deserts, cutters. The direct meaning in the Hebrew of Gerizim, cutters, from garaz, to cut, rocky places, i.e. in S, that's to say cut up. Gerizim. So we have the Mount of Baraka of blessing, word, sound, and powerful prosperity and increase in the land, in the consciousness, the land of Canaan, the Africanite land. Here, picking up Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 29, and Yehoshua, Joshua chapter 8, verse 33. That's the basic five cycle, right? That's the basic physical five cycle, the basic foundation. Right, Hebraically speaking, of the word sound of Gerizim. Now, metaphysically speaking, the metaphy cycle of Gerizim, the cutters, is the working of HaTorah in Berkot, in Baraka, in blessing, word sound, power of prosperity, of increase and good. HaTob, tawab, good, to those who think and act. Remember, faith and works, who think and act in harmony with the divine principle. Now, it is that in us, in I and I, that takes cognizance, recognize, gnosis, knowledge, cognizance, with knowing of the working out of life, of the liberty, of the health, of the peace, the shalom, the joy, the plenty, and every good, awab, oh, every good in I and I life, in I and I liberty. Because of our understanding, overstanding of and obedience, this is the key word of the Shema, Shema, to hear from the Shema, to hear, to obey, to HaTorah, to the law, direction, instruction of Ha'ilahim, of Elohim, of the power, the true good, the true God, the nature of nature. This phase of activity of HaTorah builds up the seemingly waste places. It cuts out the error, Gerizim, the cutters. It cuts out the error and establishes HaTorah, HaTov, the good, HaTova Ethiopia, the good. Now, that's for the Gerizim. Then recall Mount Ebal. What does Ebal, what's in the word sound Hebraically of Ebal? Ebal. What is Ebal? Stripped of all covering. The Hebrew word sound, stripped of all covering, bare, naked, barren. The Hebrew sense, Ebal, barren or stone, Ebal. So we have Har, Mount Ebal, Mount of Stone, Barren Mountain, the ancient Hebrew Stone Mountain. A, we have a son of Shobal and grandson of Sa'ir, the Hori, Hori, the Horite, Sa'ir, the Horite, in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 36, verse 23. The B, we have a mountain, as this mountain here, a mountain in Samaria, the Samaritan, the northern, in the north, on the opposite side of a valley from Har Gerizim, from the Mount of the Cutters, Mount Gerizim. When the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, enter the promised land, enter the consciousness, half of the tribes stood on Har Ebal, on the Mount of Stone, this Hebrew Stone Mountain, and they pronounced the Kalalot, right? The curses, the consequences that would come upon the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, if they lo shama, if they did not hear, shema Yisrael, if they disobeyed, hearing, obedience, not hearing, disobedience, if they disobeyed HaTorah, the direction, instruction of Ha'ilahim, of the Elohim, the true good, the true God, the nature of nature. The other half stood on Har Gerizim, on the Mount of the Cutters, and declared the Berkot, the blessing, the word sound, power for increase and prosperity that would follow obedience, would follow the Shema Yisrael. Here, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 29, and Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 13. That's just the phi cycle. That's the peshat, the plane, the groundation. Now, metaphysically speaking, the activity of HaTorah, the activity, faith without work, the activity of HaTorah, of the direction instruction in an adverse way, in those who think and act, remember the principle, faith and works, who think and act out of harmony, out of alignment, not finding that true cross, the X that marks the spot with divine principle. It is that, the Ebal, it is that in us, in I and I, that takes cognizance, gnosis, with knowing of the working out of error that results, the results, the consequences, the results from ignorance, not knowing, right? Whether one is ignorant, willingly or unwillingly, ye shall know the truth. That results from ignorance and disobedience and lo shama, not hearing, not obeying. This phase of the activity of HaTorah always and in all ways, it seems hard, thus the name Ebal, Ebal, stone, to the sensual, right, the sense consciousness. Upon that it falls, and it surely makes bare, exposes the nothingness, the Ein Sof, the nothingness of all that does not measure up to the spiritual, all that does not measure up to Yahweh, truth, and life of the King of Kings Christ. So here, just to give an overview to recall, right, so we can have that right now application, right, the practical application, right, of the word, sound, and power, the Brit Chadasha, Torah, the New Covenant, direction, instruction. Now, the Levites were then to loud voice, cuss, call upon anyone the consequences who made a sculptured image. So now, half the tribes, remember, the half the tribes, right, on Mount Gerizim, namely Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, Benjamin, the other half of the tribes on Mount Ebal, the Hebrew stone mountain, Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. Now there's the 12 tribes. Now the 13th tribe, the Levites, were then to loudly curse, pronounce the Kelala, the consequences to the Aror, to anyone who made a sculptured image, made a molten image, made a graven image, insulted anyone who insulted father or mother, anyone who moved a fellow countryman's landmark, anyone who moved a fellow countryman's landmark, anyone who misdirected a blind person. Yes, there's dumb, deaf, and blind, but cuss anyone who misdirects even a blind person, who subverted the rights of the stranger, the fatherless, or the widow, who lay sexually with his father's Isha, Eshet, Arset, with his father's wife, who lay sexually with any beast, who lay sexually with his sister, who lay sexually with his mother-in-law, who struck down his fellow countryman in secret, who accepted a bribe in a murder case, or otherwise would not observe the commandment, the imperative. And for each curse consequence, all the people were to say, Amen. So it's interesting here, that all the people, right, all the people after the pronouncement, right, of the curses, of the consequences, that all the people were to pronounce, right, Amen. This is an interesting, very interesting note right there, something like
Amen, Amen.
The Lord, the Lord, the Lord.
Amen. 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 Amen.
So now we have 11 closed portion, right? The 11 quote, when we look at the Hebrew, what's known as the Setuma. Setuma, there's open portions and there's closed portions. Looking at it from the Hebrew perspective, these are divisions set apart, right? Each of the curses or the consequences, and the curses, the consequences, they bring chapter 27 to a fulfillment. They bring chapter 27 to an end. Now, in the continuation of the fifth, right, the Hamishi Aliyah, the fifth Aliyah, up offering the reading and feeding here, even here, on this fifth day of the Shavuah in the upper room of Zion, in the continuation of the reading, Moses taught that, on the other hand, if the Israelites, the B'nai Yisrael, obeyed Ha'ilahim, the Elohim and observe faithfully all the commandments, then highly him, then the Elohim would set them high above all the nations of the earth. Now, we brought this out in the previous podcast that in the Hebrew, he would make them, he would set them Elyon, the term Elyon, right? The title, right? Elyon, and the attribute even of he who be, who he be, El, Elyon. Elyon is most high. He would set Yisrael, then Ha'elohim would set Yasharala Yisrael as Elyon, as most high above all the Goyim, the Goye Ha'aretz, all of the nations and nationality, black, white, irrespective, right, of the earthly plane, would bless them, would prosper them in the city and in the country, would bless, would prosper, would increase the issue of their wombs, their matrixes, their wombs, the produce of their soil, and the fertility of their herds and flocks, would bless, would barak, would increase, would prosper their basket and their kneading bowl, and would bless, would prosper, would barak them in their comings and in their goings. So here, the fifth reading, the Aliyah, it ends right here. So giving an overview right here on the ear and the irid here, give ear for the fuller full of this fifth, right, the fifth Aliyah right here. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Amen, amen.
The Lord, the Lord, the Lord.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen, amen.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai
Echad. Shema Yisrael, hear. Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear for the Chamishi, here for the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, the fifth of offering up here for this Shabbat Ki Tavo, for this Sabbath when thou come in. Here picking up the fifth book of Moshe, fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book called, in English, Deuteronomy chapter 27, here at verse 11, for the Chamishi, for the fifth reading of offering. Why it's Al Moshe et ha'am bayom ha'hu le'mor. And Moses, Moshe, charge ha'am, the people, the same day, saying, why it's Al Moshe et ha'am bayom ha'hu le'mor. Eile ya'amdu ale bareka et ha'am ala hara gerzim. De abarekema et hayardena Shimon, we Lewi, we Yehuda, we Yisachar, we Yosef, uvinamin, we Eile Yaamdu Allah Haklala de Har Evala Ruvin God, we Asher Uazevuluna Dana, we Naphtali, we Anu Halewim, we Amru Eta Kol Isha Yisrael Kol Ram. And Moses charged Ha'am, the people, the same day, Lamor, saying, these, Eile, these shall stand upon Mount Gerizim to bless the people. Eile, ya'amdua, li bareka eta ha'am, Allah har Gerizim, di abarekema eta hayardena. Shimon, we Lewi, we Yehuda, we Yisachar, we Yosef, u Binyamin. Thee shall stand upon Mount Gerizim to bless Ha'am, to bless the people, to bless Jah people. When ye, when y'all are come over Yarden Jordan, Simeon and Levi and Judah and Issachar and Joseph and Benjamin, with Eile Ya'amdu ala haklala behar ebal reuven gada we asher uazbulun we Naphtali, and these shall stand upon Mount Ebal to curse Reuven, Reuben, Gad, and Asher, and Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. We Anu Halloween. We Amru et Kol Isha Yisrael, Kol Ram. And the Levites, Halloween, shall speak and say to all the men of Yisrael, we anu Halloween. We amar amru il kol ish Yisrael kol ram. And the Levite shall speak and say to all the men of Yisrael with a loud voice, we anu Halloween. We Amru il kol ish Yisrael kol ram. Curse be the man that maketh any graven or molten image, an abomination la Yahuwah to Jehovah, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and putteth it in a secret place, and all the people shall answer and say, Amen. Arura Haish Asher Yaseh Pesela Ua Maseka To Ebati Yawa Ma Isay Yideya Harash We Sama Basater we anu kol ha'am we amru amen. Curse be he arur makaleh. Curse be he that setteth light by his father or his mother, and all the people shall say amen. Arur, curse be he that removeth his neighbor's landmark, and all Ha'am, the people, shall say, Amen. Arur, curse be he that maketh the blind to wander out of the way, and all Ha'am, all the people, shall say, Amen. Arur, curse be he that perverteth the judgment of the stranger, fatherless and widow, and all the people Ha'am shall say, call Ha'am, all the people shall say, Amen. Arur, curse be he that lieth with his father's Isha, his father's woman, his father's wife, because he uncovereth his father's skirt, and all the people call Ha'am shall say, Amen. Arur, curse be he that lieth with any manner of beast, and all the people call Ha'am shall say, Amen. Arur, curse be he that lieth with his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother, and all the people call Ha'am shall say, Amen. Arur, curse be he that lieth with his mother-in-law, and all the people call Ha'am shall say, Amen. Aror, curse be he that smiteth his neighbor secretly, and all the people call Ha'am shall say, Amen. Aror, curse be he that taketh reward to slay an innocent person, and all the people call Ha'am shall say, Amen. Aror, curse be he that confirmeth not all the word Hadabarim, the Devarim of this Torah, of this law, this direction, instruction, to do them. And all Ha'am, all the people shall say, Amen. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, give ear, O Yisrael. Hear, 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 fifth book of Moshe, fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book called, in the English, Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 28, conditions of blessing in the land. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of Yahuwah Eloheka, of Jehovah the I Elohim, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee I this day, that Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, will set thee I on high above all nations, nationalities of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee, I, and overtake thee, I, if thou shalt hearken to the voice of Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim. Blessed, Baruch, blessed, Baruch, Ata, Baruch Ata, blessed shalt thou the I male be in the city. Baruch, blessed Ata, the I male be in the field. Baruch, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy king, and the flocks of thy sheep. Baruch, blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Baruch, blessed shalt thou be when thou the eye comest in. And Baruch, blessed Ata, thou the eye male be when thou goest out. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, 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 give ear, O Yisrael. Hear, 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 hear,
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad. Yes, 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 that's six aliyah. So for the disciples that were able to pick up on it, you know, this is a different word used in the Hebrew for curse. Here, it's the adjective sense. The word is aror, aror, aror. Like in English, you could write it like A-R-U-R, aror. Right, or A-R-O-O-R, Aror. Now, Aror, actually, in the KJV, it says curse, but it's really, in the Hebrew, the sense can come out in translation as a curse. Now, remember, it's an adjective sense. So it's almost like saying, let's say, Tipesha Aror, like damn fool. Tipesha Aror, you know, like, it's that sense. It's like damn, like this bloody curse, blasted. But what's interesting is it's a different word than the other word previously, where we had the re'eh, re'eh, see, seen, re'eh, re'eh, the baraka, right, and the kalala, lifnei kem, set before us, the blessing, baraka, the increased prosperity, and the kalala, the kind of triviality, you know, making like trivial, making it less, like of little account. That's one sense of the curse sense from the Hebrew. But here we get the aurora. So the aurora is almost like
almost like we say, damn, so-and-so, you know, like it's almost like we say today in a sense. Of course, there's more to that, but the sense of the adjective, I think, is very, very important. I'm going to grind on that a little bit more, but just want to note that there is a few different words that are used, for example, in the original of the Hebrew, they only get to be translated by the same word in English. But as we study to show ourselves approved, we get to know these nuances. You know how one will call somebody bloody this, or they'll say damn so-and-so. But in this sense, for these sort of violations, it is right to refer to these and those who violate these righteous things as like damn so-and-so, you damn fool in that sense. You know what I mean? You bloody such-and-such. So overstand that there's an adjectival sense, almost like a descriptive sense, that is brought out by this level of it. Of course, it goes much deeper right there. But here, like to share a little rhema tune, and note that after each of those invocations of the aror, of the accursed, the aror, of the damned, of the aror, of the bloody, of the aror, of the curse, of the aror, of the blasted, is followed up by the amen. The amen. Interesting. The amen. Now, I know some will say, oh, that's ancient Egypt, but you really need to learn linguistic science. We're going to touch on that, right? The Hebrew really helped to clarify, you know, what's what. In fact, in ancient Egypt, if it's actually Amun or Amon, that means like an artist, like somebody who creates. An artist is an Amon, right? But we'll touch on that. The Amen right here is so be it. Let it come to pass, right? Let it be, so be it sense. But here, Iki Levi, here on the Upper Room of Zion podcast, here with this tune, the Amen tune. Yes, I, Hebrew, Ayabingi style. Hear this.
Now know now.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord, the Lord, the Lord.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Lord, the best spiritual liberation to the man called Mike Tyson. OJ Simpson. Magic Johnson. Along with the virgin called Tupac and Snoop Dogg. Them have a trouble. Tell me why they fight these people. My one with a perplex of a treason. Me know some of them are dead. Land up for the night even. Me sing. I want me tell them right. Me ball. Real. Oh, me Jaja is real. Who can hear I can feel. Rap us up in seven steel. Me sing again. Hear me. But me say devil. Devil. Land up for them a devil. 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 Devil and them dealing with evil. Devil, 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 devil and them fighting your people. In days of old, it was man like Samson. Master God with the boy them tackle. Them tackle Master God and them don't lose the buckle. Boy them never know what the wrong man fi tackle. And Mr. Mandela them send a prison. The man come here now and the struggle continue on. The other day it was Michael Jackson. Then them set up she won Magic Johnson. Then them jawed up on Mr. Mike Tyson. Then them set up she OJ Simpson. Well Tupac and Snoop Dogg them up and them a shuffle. Tell me who next them want them go a prison. Tell me right now because me want know the reason. Want fi know a perplex or a treason. Tell me now why them fighting the people. And Mr. Cat and him a judge at the puzzle. Well real, oh me Jaja is real. Who can hear I can feel. Rock puss up in seven steel. Me sing again, hear me sing but me say devil. Devil and up for them a devil, devil, devil. Devil and them dealing with evil. Devil, devil and up for them a devil, devil, devil. Devil and them fighting the people. Come rasta people, no take up on the Bible. Come chase vampire no from out of the temple. In the father name where the whole of them a gamble. Just and become fi set a better example. Clean out the Israelite house and them temple. Long dress fi Sharon and the daughter name Dimple. Rasta people me a beg on up fi humble. You seek master God and you seek him simple. I saw the man him a go send down the blessing. But real, how me Jaja is real. Make me tell you about real. Who can hear I go feel. Rasta puss up his seven seal. Me sing again, hear me sing but me say devil. Devil, enough of them a devil, devil, devil. Devil and them fighting the people. Devil, devil, enough of them a devil, devil, devil. Devil and them dealing with evil. Tell me Sabasa, every stop out the castle. And dash away the shotgun and fling away the rifle. Tell Rima people and the one them of a jungle. Let's get together, make the world a bigger reason. Progress we want of all of the people. And that just say that a good verse is evil. Me a picture of the Maccabee Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked a go crumble. And when them see the man, say them a be humble. Watch how them walking and stumble, them a stumble. Under them tongue, where them a grumble. And them don't know how say the man simple. But when them come in at the fire, them circle. Well real, oh me Jaja is real. Who can hear I go feel. Rasta puss up in seven steel. Me sing again, hear me sing and me say devil, devil. And enough of them a devil, devil, devil. Devil and them dealing with evil. Devil, devil. And enough of them a devil, devil, devil. Devil and them fighting the people. In days of old it was man like Samson. Master God with the boy them tackle. Them tackle Master God and them don't lose the buckle. Boy them never know what the wrong man fit tackle. And Mr. Mandela them send a prison. The man come here now and the struggle continue on. The other day it was Michael Jackson. Then them set up she Magic Johnson. Then them dropped down for Mr. Mike Tyson. Then them set up she OJ Simpson. Tupac and Snoop Dogg them up and them a shuffle. Tell me who next them wants and go a prison. Please tell me now call me one or the reason. Want to know if perplex or a treason. Tell me now why them fighting the people. Tell me now because the whole of them are evil but real. Live by the Torah and the wicked I go crumble. I be Bible. Shout out to some.
Bless me.
His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie, Jah Rastafari, who liveth and reigneth with I and I continually ever faithful, ever sure. Jah Rastafari, with no apology. And this is the Rastaman Vibration.
Rasta is something from your heart, from your heart, from your heart.
It's crazy. When you feed people the truth, you don't know how they're gonna react. You're scared of wrongdoers. People that's just ignorant. You're scared of the truth. Be patient.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Shalom, Chaberim, Shalom. So the question here is, was the Torah, was the Torah given to men only or to the Hebrew and thus to the Israelite, the Bnei Yisrael? The Bnei Yisrael in the singular sense, or the Bnei Yisrael, was the Torah given to men, to the males, in other words, or to the mandem, to men only? That was the question, actually. But now we understanding where the question is going to, we're going to rephrase it like this right here. Was the Torah given to men only or to the man, to the male, chiefly or mainly? Was the Torah, and let's define for the purposes of the reasoning and the shore right here, let's define exactly what we're speaking about, because this is very important for many of the sons, because we can be very zealous, we can have a zeal, but it has to be according to da'at, it has to be according to dat, the true data, the true Hebrew data, the HD, we call it HD. Some say it's higher definition, high density, right? Well, that's what the Hebrew is for I and I, for us, for we. Yes, I'm an Israelite, that's right. And I'm Rastafari of the called, chosen, and faithful, the elect. Now, that's going to be another reason, man, especially for some of the Israelites. Give thanks to some of the ones and ones. You know, I think it's Captain Azaria, also the heal up. Brother Yaniv, Achi Yaniv of the African Israelites. We can have reasonments and discussions. Although we might agree on some things, of course, other things we disagree on. But let's get to some of the basics, the basic principle matters. Because it says in the Word, and here, the Brit Chadash, but let's keep things simple and basic, talking about the Bible. And yes, we refer to the King James Version. We have the Old English 1611, you know, with those the old way they used to write it. We actually love it. It's very interesting right there. And even some of the apocryphal books are there as well. But here, in the Lion of Judah, right, the Lion of Judah Yeshiva, the Yeshiva, L-O-J-S, Yeshiva, Lion of Judah Society. Yes, the Lion of Judah Synagogue. That's right. We study using the Scofield Study Bible, right? The Scofield Study Bible, 1611, the old 1611, not that NKJV, right? Although it's close to, but there's some areas, that's a whole other vlog, a whole other video there. Let's return to this particular point right here, because Scripture says to us, to I and I and we, that to whom more is given, more is required, or to whom what much, if you want to be according to the, you know, the literal, right, from the low degrees to the high degrees, right, to whom much, right, to whom much is given, right, to whom much is given. Really, according to the scripts right here, let's bring this out right here, Robeinu, I and I Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, I and I Black Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, says in Luke, in Luke's Gospel right here, Luke chapter 12, verse 48, but he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For to whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. Love the next verse he says right here. He says, I am come to send fire on the earth. And what will I, if it be already kindled? So let's heat it up right here. So was the Torah the Torah. Defining the Torah is a Hebrew word for instruction. Here we have this right here from this particular meme. Just let one see the full of this particular meme right here, right? Torah, right? A Hebrew word, we get to that right there. A Hebrew word, let's get as full as possible. A Hebrew word for, quote, instruction designed to teach us the truth about God and ourselves and how we relate to Him. This is a pesha. It's a plain, interpretation of the definition, right? But to the law and to the testimony, as Yeshayahu, Isaiah says, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not like this, it's because there's no light in them. So let's get good light. Light it up. Let's light it up right here. So the Torah was given not just only to men, but mainly to men. In a context of it, yes, we could say that. Because the majority of it, so when we read it in the Hebrew, it's addressing the male, right? The male, usually in the first person singular, and for the Bait Yisrael, the B'nai Yisrael, for the Israelites, the sons of Israel, this is speaking in the ancient corporate, right? That ancient corporate sense, the corporate Torah, or the corporate law. But the Torah, the directions and instructions, we like to define Torah, right, Torah, as the directions, instructions, and according to the new name, right, Ayanai is Rastafari, as the teaching of His Majesty, He who says to Ayanai and we, for my part, I glory in the Bible, and says that His advice, not just to young people, but to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. But let's get into a definition here. We're going to use the Strong's Concordance. Now, the Strong's Concordance is just an Old Testament based on Jesenius. And Jesenius, in order for them to be able to better decipher the archaic and the ancient Hebrew, made reference to the Ethiopic, the Ge'ez, because this is a pure Shemitic. The Ge'ez, what's called Ethiopic, or the Ge'ez, the pure Shemitic language. But here, let's bring this up right here. Let's go to one of the first places within the Scripture where we have Torah. Now, you see where it says the H8451, all right? Here we have Torah. Now, usually, if you study the Scriptures, the Hebrew Scriptures, diligently, you will find that sometime there is a spelling or two of the same word. For example, in this way right here. Oh, we just saw on that meme that we just showed you right there, there's a typo. Let's show this right here. We didn't even notice it at first. There's a typo here. I don't know if ones can see. There's a typo here. There's a typo here. Wow. It's kind of written backwards. The Hebrew here, this right here is written backwards. The Hebrew right there is written backwards. Wow. Ain't that something? It should be like what we have here. Because Hebrew, properly, is written from right, the right hand. If you're reading a text before you in Hebrew, from right to left. What we have right here in this particular meme that we started out this vlog with is actually written from left to right. So here we have written it as though it's being written in an English way, like we write English or Latin, the Latin letters. So it's mirror reversed in that sense. So the way you see the Hebrew right there is written in this particular meme according to the letters beneath. So we have T, the Tau, right? Then we have the Wow, right? Then we have the Resh. And then we have the hay. But more properly, let's bring this up right here. It should be like this right here, as we see on the top. Now we have two particular forms of it right there, just to show that right here. So we can see it a little bit larger and clearer. This is a zoom in on what was on the meme right here. As we mentioned, this is literally written according to the Latin, what's called the English letters, or the Latin letters. It's Romanus, it's Latin, it's Esau, you know, the English, right? So you see Tow, T-O-W, that's under the Tau, the Wow, the Ra is under the Resh, and the He. And in the way that is on this particular meme right here, it is according to the English. So it's really, for us, in a Hebrew kind of speaking and a Hebrew reading, it is backward, it's mirrored image. So we just want to note that right there. We didn't note it at first on the meme, but then as we got into this particular vlog here, we immediately recognized, wait, something's wrong. Why is hey the first letter? Because then we recognized that this was actually according. I don't know whether that was the intention or not, but as it should be more properly seen, there's two ways, right? There's two ways of viewing, as we show right here. that we find even within the scripts themselves. For example, Dawid, the name David. Dalate, right? Dalate, wow, Dalate. Sometimes there'll be Dalate, wow, Yod, Dalate. So that's D-W-D. Other times it'll be D-W-I-D. And this is where the true pointing comes from, because you hear a lot of ain't rights say that they have a zeal. Many of I and I, brethren, Israelites of the various different camps, they have a zeal, but it's not always according to the da'at, right? Not according to the da'at, the knowledge, right? Some are seeking to establish their own particular righteousness, but that's a whole other matter to be addressed after we address this right here. So here you see two forms. You see the tau, resh, and hey. And yes, this is the latter Hebrew. Some say, oh, this is not Hebrew. Listen, there's different font types. There's different, like, fontography. Have you looked at English lately? You looked at the different ways English can be written as far as different what's called font types, right, or type types or written types. There's different types of, if we look at the 1611 Bible, that's not the way people, you know, write their letters today. And if we look at the latter, you know, English Bibles, like still a KJV version, it's not written in that particular type. So my, you know, of course, the J was invented, so from somewhere. There's some points that ones and ones kind of deep end. Not depend, but they go in the deep end on. And it's not always according to knowledge, and that time can be better. You know, we have to redeem the time because the days are evil. So here, to the original point of this particular vlog here, was the Torah given, right? Was the Torah given to the man or the Hebrew? Let's put it correct, the Hebrew man. Have to define the term Hebrew. One's got half the story, but it's the other half of the story of Jah's glory, which is so very important. Now, we have two particular ways that it is written, and we have actually found this in our studies of the Torah. So don't get it twisted like some of the latter-day Israelites say, oh, it's not Paleo-Hebrew, not Paleo. There are different font types. There are different font types even in the English. I think there's probably thousands of different font types. And when you look at different font types and somebody says, oh, well, that's not English, you can still read, if you can read, if you are literate, you can still read the word. So that's not the point to really get caught up on. You know, yes, we should learn the Paleo and know the Paleo Hebrew. And if we choose to utilize that because it seems old or more archaic, it should not change the essence of what is being read. Just as if someone used a different font type other than this font type, for example, right here. Look at this screen right here. You see where it says Search KJV? That's a different font type than where it says Law Statute, right? That's a different font type than where it says Previous. These are different font types. How do I know this? Because you can select the particular font type that you would like to either read or you like to use if you're on a word processing software. So we have to say a couple of words right there on that, but this is to the Torah. To whom was the Torah given to and for what purpose? We refer to Luke's gospel and Rabbeinu, our rabbi, the rabbi of rabbis, Yeshua, HaMashiach, HaAdon, Adonenu. He says, our sovereign, our Adawan, Adon, says in Luke's gospel, chapter 12, at verse 48, quote, but he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. Notice, but he that knew not. And then after that, verse 48, for to whomsoever much is given of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much of him, they will ask the more. So who was the Torah, mine? Who was the Torah given? Was the Torah given to men or the males or Zakar? Zakar, as in the Hebrew, Zakar is male, and Nekeva is female. Was it given to the Zakar or the Nekeva? Well, it was given to man, the male and the female, but it is chiefly the instructions, the directions for the male, for the Hebrew male. Now, a lot of ones have been saying that Hebrew, and we have to segue and speak on these things even briefly, even right here, and hopefully get into more of a shiur, a lecture, perhaps even a darasha, a kind of a sermon or reasoning, where we focus on that particular subject matter right there. But it's important to understand. That's why we have the verse from Bereshith or Genesis, where Abraham, did you know that Abraham was given Torah? A lot of people say, well, the Torah came through Moses. Well, yes, the Torah. The Torah as a complete written volume in that sense, but as the quote that we're about to go to right there after we just touch on the two ways that Torah can be found within the Hebrew glyphs. Now here we're looking at what's known as the Asherit. Some call it the Asherit, right? Some will say it's a Babylonian Hebrew, because this is like the latter Hebrew with the return Yehudi, the black Jews, who had returned from the Babylonian captivity after 70 AD to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, as well as the temple in the time of Cyrus and Darius, or Koresh, during the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, or Ezra and Nehemiah. So we have this form here, which is the usual form that one would find within the text. And here we have four letters, and this is the proper order. This is the proper order when read from right to left. What we have here from the meme that we began this particular video is written from left to right, perhaps to help English speakers, you know, identify what letter is what letter. But it could be and potentially very confusing, so we even took a little pause while we were doing the video to prepare these particular slides and presentation here. This is the right way, right, that is written. This is, we would say, the wrong way, but since we realize that it's no doubt a way of explaining the letters beneath, it should have actually be done with it the right way. Because if a Hebrew speaker looks at this right here, right, if a Hebrew speaker looks at this right here, it seems to say ha-rawat, you know, and that's what happened to us when we were beginning to get into the Hebrew letters here to continue to expound and explain, or answer the question and then expound upon the answer. Was the Torah given to men only or to the man only? No, it was given to the man or to men mainly or chiefly. And what is our proof? Well, let us get into the put in, right? This is the proof is in the put in. So let's put in a little bit of work right here. And let's look at these letters here. Do you know these letters right here? We have the tau. Tau, properly in the ancient enunciation of the letters, tau, wau, resh, hey. Tau, wau, resh, hey. Tau, wau, resh, hey. Some in modern Hebrew say tav, vav, resh, hey. More correctly, ancient Hebrew, tau, wau, or tawe, tau, wau, resh, and hey. Now we have four letters there, T, W, R, H. Now, some Israelites will say, well, the pronunciation, they would pronounce this as tawara. Now, tawara, no doubt, that's how we teach our children, tawaraha, right? But then tawaraha, as you grow, see the growing, darash, the growing is very important. So there we got from the tau and the wow together, it could either be tu, we even have some that say it's tura instead of Torah. Well, we know that even here in America, speaking this Western Gentile language, that down south, some from down south speak this way, up north, east coast, west coast, all around the town, there are different dialects. But essentially, if we're speaking the same language, we should come to a point of comprehension. For the Peshat, the basics, this is Torah in its usual four letters. However, in certain places and certain areas within the text and even within some of the old texts, some might say this might be a copyist error, so forth and so on. But I use the example of David's name, Dawid. We enunciate as Dawid. Some would say it's actually Dawad. But then if I show you in the Hebrew where we have the four letters, the Dalet, the Wow, the Yod, and the Dalet, what would you say? I could show you in a few places, in Psalms and elsewhere in the Scriptures, right, where we have the Tanakh, if you want to call it the Tanakh, especially in the Ketubim, as well as in the Tehillim, the Book of Psalms, where in some places David's name is written with four letters. So now in modern Hebrew or latter-day Hebrew, there is the vowel pointing. And some say that there's either very few vowels, but they really don't know. And that's a bad thing. They don't know, and they are assuming there's only a few vowels. So someone like myself or others come and prove that actually the reason why in David's name we would enunciate as Dawid, one would say, well, there's not a Yod there, because the places they have seen or looked or researched or found within the ancient writings and the Scriptures usually would be three letters, but there's also cases in the Hebrew where we have four letters, and that Yod would make the I or the E, yi sound, Dawid. So there we have it, as we have Torah here, but we know that it is the wow is there, so it will be pointed when found like this with a cholem or an O sound. All right, just to deal with the basics, and here is side by side, and this is one reason why, right, for example, we would find this within, say, the Strong's Concordance. And the Strong's Concordance, because we've done the research based on Jesenius, and Jesenius did his, or Jesenius did his research and also referred to the Ethiopic, right, which is not a Cushitic tongue. The Ethiopic is a Shemitic tongue. I know that might confuse one to say, well, Ethiopia is Cush, because you have not, you know, you have a zeal for that, but you really don't have the da'at. I don't really have the knowledge. But here, let's go right here. Let's go right here, and let's get into this right here, Torah. Now, BDB, there's two sets of definitions here that we have available, at least in our sword, the Maya sword, right here. We have the BDB definition. One, law, direction, instruction. So what is Torah? Many places in the scripture, in the translation, when we usually come across Torah, at least the underwriting, or I can say in the code, it's like looking at a web page. We see the page, but you can't see the code behind it. For example, right here, we see the page right here, right? It says, because that Abraham, this is Bereshit, Genesis 26 and 5, it says, because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Right? Now, because of the Strong's concordance and the Strong's numbers, this allows many of us, whether we are, you know, beginners or whether we are more proficient in the knowledgeability of the biblical Hebrew, and allows all of us to be able to do this right here. Click on a word and then zoom in on it and begin to get a basic understanding. So as it translates here, it says, my laws, right? What is the Torah? Getting to the root. Torah, law, direction, instruction. Instruction, direction. Whether it's a human instruction or divine. Because remember, the human was made in the image and after the likeness of the divine, the I-vine, as I and I say. One, Torah is the body of prophetic teaching. Two, Torah, get this right here, the second definition, the second entry is instruction in messianic age. Well, I thought that the counterfeit Christians, I call them counterfeit Christians. Some say it's Christianity. I call it counterfeit Christianity. Some say it's not a religion. I say that we are supposed to deal with true religion or pure religion, according to the Bible. Because they'll say some things, but then we'll find in the beloved King James Version these very things written there, and then they're doing somersaults. But the instruction, the messianic age, is called Torah. But some Christians might have been led to be naive by the Christianizers. They like to say Judaizers. We call them the Christianizers. They would like to say that the Torah has been done away with. If we do away with everything in the Torah, so to speak, from the New Testament, you would not have a New Testament. But I digress. Let's move forward. The third entry is body of priestly direction or instruction, as we have in the third book of Moshe, Vayikra. Modern Jews and modern Hebrew would say Vayikra. We have the body of priestly direction or instruction. So direction, instruction. And fourthly, the fourth entry for Torah, we have a body of legal directives. A body of legal directives, and directives at the root of directive, we have direct, and like we have directions to direct. So the law, secondary, the B sense of Torah is we have the Torah of the Olah. The Olah is the Holocaust or burnt offerings, the consumption offerings. Second entry under the secondary definition of law, Torah, of special Torah, special direction, special instruction, codes of law, codes of direction, instruction. The C entry, custom or manner. In the D sense, it's the Deuteronomic, right? Deuteronomy, Deuteronomic, repetition of the law, Deuteronomy, repetition of the law from the LXX. In the Hebrew sense, Devarim. In the modern Hebrew, it's enunciated, pronounced as Devarim, right? But since we don't have an Ashkenazi mother tongue, we can say that if we need to communicate. But in the ancient Hebrew sense, Devarim, or the Mosaic law. Now, there's an origin here, right? We're going to get to the origin. But what part of speech? This is what's interesting. We speak about the Hebraic double helix, how the male and the female in the divine sense, and we study the Hebrew and the Afro-Semitic languages, it helps us to see beyond just the kind of the web page of Scripture. We're getting to the source code, right? Here, as a part or part of speech, it is a noun. Torah is a noun, and it is feminine. Now, put that in your pipe. Put that in your pipe and smoke that. Right, put it in your pipe and smoke it, right? Because it's a noun and feminine. Now, if we go to Mishle Shlomo, known as Proverbs, chapter 1, verse 8, it says, Bini, my disciple, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, forsake not, leave not, detest not the law, the Torah of thy Imeka, of the aim. Of the I mother. Very interesting. So the law is of the mother. The law is of the feminine or of the mother. So who was the Torah given to? Mainly and chiefly the males. Why? Because for to whomsoever much, enough is given of him shall be much required. See, there's a context of the text that has been lost, and even though many of us may have recognized that we are Hebrews, we are Israelites, through the prophecy, through the history, through research and study and iron sharpened iron, we still have to come out of this half-original mind. We're still in that half-original mind. I know that's the teachings of the gods and earths, but it's still right and accurate in a half-original mind. So you know you are Hebrew, but you're still espousing much of the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant WASP rhetoric as concerning their misunderstanding and their perversion of our ancient and God-given, Ha-Elohim-given teaching. So Torah, as a word, is a noun feminine. In other words, right, this right here, Torah as a word, in its two forms, first form right here, one form, this is the one form right here, and this is the secondary form or another form. Actually, this is the first form. This is the first form with the four letters, right? And this is a secondary form that we find in certain areas of the scripture. This is a noun, feminine. It's a noun, feminine. And in Mishle Shlomo, in the parables, the mashal, the examples, the simile, the proverbs, we can call parable a proverb because the word mishle or mashal actually refers to both. And there's a secondary sense of mashal, which means to rule, because there's an importance of the parables. The parables, when the interpretation and understanding and understanding, they assist us, guide us, and they authorize us to rule. We'll touch on that as we go forward. First things first. So now let's get to the Strong's definition. Strong's definition of Torah, of the H-8451, is from the H-3384, about to go there momentarily. Here, Strong's definition defines Torah as a precept or statute, especially in the sense of the Decalogue. Decalogue is the Esaret HaDebarim. Esaret HaDebarim is often, in a misnomered sense, called the Ten Commandments. Literally, Hebraically, according to HaTorah, according to the five books of Moshe, it is the ten words, the ten words. The ten words is one commandment, but often in the Western Gentile world and popularly in Christianity is called the Ten Commandments. So Torah refers to the ten words, because if the Israelites, the ain't right Israelites, did not commit the sin, the hachet, the chet, the ukkari of the lack, the forfeiture of the molten calf, there's nowhere in the scripture, KJV, King James 1611, where we have golden calf within the text. It is the molten calf. So we're pointing this out because you have to pause it for a moment and think on that. Wait, we've been saying golden calf, golden calf, golden calf, golden calf. We did a video about why it should not be called the golden calf and why the scripture says the molten calf. So we're missing the more direct and correct sense of it and regurgitating the false, the faux sense of it. And then we wonder why we don't reach where we are aiming to reach, right? So the Decalogue is Torah, the ten words, the Esaret HaDebarim. Esaret, the ten Debarim, the ten words. Ha-Mitzvah, the commandment. Or the Pentateuch. The Pentateuch, the five volumes. We have Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Or in the Hebrew sense, Bereshis. We have Bereshis. We have Shemot, Bereshis in the Reshis. In wisdom, in Chokmah, or as commonly translated, in the beginning. We have Shemot called Exodus, directly from the Hebrew, the names, or names. We have Leviticus, Hebrew called Vayikra, the ancient Hebrew, Vayikra, modern Hebrew, Vayikra means, and he called. Then we have Numbers. This is the fourth book, Numbers, right? In the English, called Bamidbar. By way of the Midbar, the wilderness. And fifthly and finally of the Pentateuch, we heard some silly Egyptologist, Kemitic so-called ones and ones say, oh, the Pentateuch doesn't come from Greek or some nonsense, because it's a terminology in the Koine of Greek to describe the five volumes. And there's five volumes of Torah, the five books of Moshe. And the fifth one is the fifth volume, or the fifth book of Moshe, is called Deuteronomy, or Debarim, Debarim, from Debar, the word to speak, Debarim, the words, and in the modern Hebrew, Devarim. Now, what's interesting about Deuteronomy is that from the sense that we have in Deuteronomos, that's from the Koine Greek, which means the repetition, the Mishnah HaTorah, which was a Hebraic, a Judaic terminology, that the Hebrew translators, the Jewish Yehudi, black Jews, and translators of that during the time of Ptolemy, right, that the translators there, because we understood the book from our learned sense as Deuteronomy is the Mishnah HaTorah, and the term Mishnah HaTorah was then ascribed to that particular book, the words, as Deuteronomos, the deuter repetition of the nomos, and nomos means laws, i.e. the words, the Decalogue. But let's get to the root right here. Right, because we're going to talk about Torah, we're going to be about Torah, we need to be able to define the term and also have at least this and these points of references so we can, you know, go over it, iron sharp and iron. So here the root word, the H3384 of Torah, if you notice there, we have two forms of it as well. We have the Yod, Reish, Aleph, we're reading from right to left, and then we have the Yod, Reish, He. So we have Y-R-A, and we have Y-R-H. So we have Yara, 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 Yara with the Aleph, Yara. And then we have Yara, Yara. We have Yara with the Hey, the Yara. And then we have Yara, 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 Yara. Ah, Aleph, Aleph, softer than Ayin, right? And the BDB defines this as Yara, Yara, Yara is to throw, to shoot, to cast, to pour. Now, in Hebrew, there's different senses of the word and the verb. The kal sense, the basic sense, the kal sense means, one, firstly, to throw, to cast, secondarily, to cast, to lay, to set. The third sense is to shoot arrows. The fourth sense is to throw water or rain. So if we study the scriptures, we'll find in the translation based on the Hebrew text, the Masoret text, we'll see different areas where this root word can be used according to the context of the text. The literal sense is to throw, to shoot. It can also mean to shoot arrows, like to aim, right? The nephil sense, right, is to be shot. The hefil sense is to throw, to cast, to shoot, to point out. Now, here's where we really get to the point, in other words, to point out, to show, to direct, to teach, to instruct. The sense of the word yara and yara is like to point the finger or to aim, like you're pointing the finger at something, or you're aiming. Are you aiming, say, an arrow, for example, at something? But that context, the Hebraicism, what's called the Hebraicism, the sense of the word, right, the sense, the idea, the spirit behind the word sound is to direct, to teach, to instruct. Because to direct, to teach, instruct is like throwing, casting, shooting, pointing out something, aiming something, right? To direct, to teach, to instruct. Getting to the very root of it. The fifth sense, to throw water or rain. Now, isn't it interesting that Torah is feminine, and water is a feminine element. When we look at the elements according to double helix, according to Zakar, Unekaival, to the male and the female sense, that water, water, like earth, is feminine. And the fire, right, the fire and the spirit, right, masculine. That doesn't mean that only there are cases in point, in translation, where the sense can change, because that's now pointing out and bringing out another context. So we have to understand the text by understanding the context of the text. But it's a verb. The root idea is that's a verb. And so getting to the roots of Torah, Torah is a primitive root. If I see them have primitive, I always say, oh, they're saying it's good, it's Ethiopic in that sense, right? The primitive, the first, because that's what good is mean, the pure Shemitic language, right? That's called, quote, Ethiopic. Properly to flow, right? So yara and yara means properly to flow as water, like to rain, to flow, right? To flow as water. So the teacher, the idea of teaching, the teaching should flow, should pour, right? But it also should aim and shoot. Right, and direct. The sense of it is direct, right, to direct. That's why we say Torah, the directions, the instructions, the teaching of Garmawi Nagus Neges, of His Divine Majesty, the King Messiah. Transitively, to lay or throw, especially an arrow, that is to shoot, right? In the figurative sense, because the language has different sides of its figurative sense. I mean, we kind of know this even by English. I often use the Niga and Niger example. Right? We, the ethnic Israel, we, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, we, many of us, have said it as nigga. Others say, well, why can't we say nigger? We say, no, it's nigga. And they say, no, nigger, same thing. See, they don't get the spirit, but there's a spirit of it, because in some cases, that word can be used in an endearing way. In other cases, it cannot. But some people try to fake the funk. I think even Reverend Al Sharpton, he was on this campaign, like even Jesse Jackson and the rest of them, oh, we need to do away with the word nigger because such and such, you know, because other people are saying, if we can't say it, why can they say it? And then I think one of them, either Al, he had to admit, he said, you know, because he was caught. Somebody caught him saying nigger after going on a big campaign out there in the public eye. He was caught, you know, saying the word nigger and everything. And then he said, oh, it's very difficult, so forth and so on. Even though he might have been using this word, you know, there's two sides of the word. I'm pointing that out. Get that figuratively to point out. I'm pointing that out so that ones can hopefully get the spirit. That's why Revelation says, he who has ears to hear, let him hear what Haruach, the spirit, because the spirit is important. It's not about the letter of HaTorah, but it's about the spirit. This does not mean that the letters are irrelevant. That means that the chief sense, the chief idea is what is the spirit of the letters. In other words, the letters are pointing to what spirit. So in the figurative sense, to point out, as if by aiming the finger. Now, this is important because even in many communities, we will use a pointer when pointing to the text of Scripture, a pointer. Or many people, when they're reading something, they would use their finger, you know, use their finger to point, right, to aim in order to instruct, okay? You, like, you know, you're pointing something out to a child. Read this right here. What's this word? You point to it. So to teach. So aiming the finger, pointing something out in the Hebrew and the Hebraic sense of it, in the HD, the Hebrew data, the Hebrew da'at in Hebrew means knowledge, is to point out, aim the finger, and the sense of that is to teach. Now, the plus, the open parenthesis, the plus sign, the cross, the tav, the plus sign, close parenthesis, this is like the context that you might find in it, like an archer yaraz, right, to the cast direct. So in the same sense that the archer would aim, right, would aim, is the same sense of casting, to cast that arrow, point that finger, you know, to direct, to inform, to instruct, to lay, to shoot, to teach, a teacher, right, like a more in that sense, the teaching, right, and the sense of through, or even the sense of thorough, to be thorough and through, as we have gone thoroughly through that right here. Because as Rovenu, I and I Rabbi, and I Black Lord and Savior, Ha'adon, Yeshua, says in Luke's Gospel, right, chapter 12, verse 48, zooming into the second line of that verse, it says, for to whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. See, because ones don't ask the more, just try to dumb it down. Many of our brothers, Israelites, other Israelites, you know, that on those levels where they ain't right, it's love for us to say that you ain't right on that. But here we have this particular verse right here. Because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Let's zoom into this. Right? Kept my, yeah, right there. And there's also the next verse why that goes into why Abraham was chosen. Because Hashem said, and we say the name, and some say, oh, well, Hashem, that's not in the scripture. Obviously, you have not really read the scripture. You know, you really need to study it before you say something's not there. You know, really, I mean, just truly, because it's making a lot of us as you could say, born again, you know, Hebrews and Israelites just look bad, right? But anyway, be that as it may, you know, good over evil. So let's get into the verse right here. Now, here we have the Aleppo unpointed, right? And this is some of the different versions that we have open on our My Sword, right? That's the KJV. So let's go down here to the Tanakh, right? The Tanakh. Now, it's interesting that the first word, one of the Torah portions, is known as Ikev, right? Ikev, right? It begins, Ikev Asher Shama'a, Abraham, Bikoli, Vayayishmora, Misha Marti, Mitzotai, Chukotai, V'torotai. Now, what's interesting is that the word torotai is the plural sense of Torah. Torah is singular, the singularity sense, and torotai. That's this word right here, the word that we just highlight, the last word of Bereshith of Genesis 26 and 5. With conjunction and torotai, and my laws, or and my directions, and my instructions. So Abraham, this is probably for another subject, another topical theme, Abraham was given Torah before Moshe's Torah, before the Torah that was revealed through Moshe. And here, right here, is the proof of that particular matter. So who was it given to? Right? It was given to the man, the male, chiefly and mainly because of the results of what happened in the Gan Ba'eden. And stay tuned to the true view, the real Hebrew view of the Gan Ba'eden or the Ganeta Eden, the Garden of Eden. Because we've been hearing a lot of kind of stuff, and we're like, y'all are just espousing the same whitewash for white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. You have a half original mind. You're not really looking at this. You're not really studying these things. This is why the word says what it says, or why the Apostle Paul in Romans, right, in the epistle to the Romans, right, said what he said right here. He said, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of God." Right? And then we have in the next chapter, Romans chapter 11, remember that we have Paul. A lot of Paul has been taken out of context. So much of Paul had been taken out of context to the point that even many Hebrews and Israelites in that ignorance, they'd be hating on Paul because they'd be saying, well, I'm an Israelite. They recognize they're Israelite, but they still are reading it according to the Christianization, the Christianizers. Here in Romans chapter 11, in chapter 11, verse 25, he says, "For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye all should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part, that what? Blindness in part has happened to Yisrael. And I submit to you likewise that also blindness in part has happened to Yisrael, to even many of the Israelites. Not a total blindness. We can't say, oh, everything that our brothers say is wrong, but blindness in part has happened. So here, he goes on to say, let's use that as a still. He says, "For I would not, brethren, that ye y'all should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye y'all should be wise in your own conceits." Is it saying that being wise is a bad thing? No. But being wise in your own conceit, you know, like this camp and that camp, talking about, we're talking about the Christians out there, and y'all are saying, well, all the elect are going to come from IUIC. All of the elect are going to come from ISUPK. Didn't y'all come from each other's camp, and didn't ultimately y'all break away from the commandment keepers, congregation of the living God, or the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews? And then you say it's not about Ethiopia. Okay, so it says, "Wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles, of the nations, of the Goyim, of the nations be come in." So here in summary, Proverbs, Proverbs 6:23, "For the commandment, the mitzvah, some call it the mitzvah, but the mitzvah in the ancient pronunciation, for the commandment, ha mitzvah, is a lamp, ner, and the Torah, ha Torah, is light, illumination, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life," or reproofs of discipline are the way of life and of the liberty of the King of Kings Christ. So here, HaMoshiach, Messiah, is Torah. Agree? Disagree? Well, it says John 1 and 14. What does John 1 and 14 say? "And the Word was made flesh," ha-dabar, "the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us," amongst I and I, "and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of Ha'av," the only begotten. What does "only begotten" really mean, Chaberim? "As of the only begotten of Ha'av," of the Father, "full of grace and truth." Now, we could point to verse 17 where it says, "For ha-Torah," for the Torah was given, the instructions, the directions, by Moshe, by Moses, "but grace and truth came by Yeshua, HaMoshiach." Now, the scriptures teach us from the Brit Yeshana, from what's called the Old Testament to the Brit Chadasha and Tehillim and Psalm 119 and 1, the Torah, or the law, in translation, the law, Torah, is the way. In Psalm 119, verse 142, that HaTorah, that the Torah, called in translation, KJV mainly, the law, is truth. In Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 46 to 47 brings out the truth that HaTorah, that the law, the direction, instruction, is life. Therefore, John's Gospel, the Gospel according to Johannes, we turn to chapter 14, verse 6, and in chapter 14, verse 6, what does it say? Yeshua said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to Ha'ab, to the Ab, to the Father, but by me. So the connection of the Torah, HaTorah. So we have the word tabernacling, and taking up its abode in the person of HaMashiach, of the Messiah. Therefore, HaMashiach, called Christos, called Christ, the anointed, HaMashiach is the way, the truth, and the life. Messiah is Torah. Now, here's another way of bringing it out, though some will say Yahusha, but you need to, okay. In the Hebrew, the proper pointing, Yeshua is Torah, right? Instructions, first five books of what's called the Old Testament, the, quote, law. Yeshua, according to John 14 and 6, is the way, is the truth, is the life. And HaTorah, the Torah, is the way. The Torah is the truth. The Torah is the life. And here they have Proverbs 13 and 14. Let's just go there to make sure that it is right and accurate. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 14. The law, HaTorah, of the wise is a foundation of life. As that beautiful song by the Prince of Reggae, Dennis Brown, to the foundation. You'll have to go down to the foundation. HaTorah, the Torah, the law of the wise, is a foundation of life, to depart from the snares of death. He did not come to abolish himself or the commandments of Ha'ab, of the Father, of his Father, of our Father. Avinu Shebashamayim. He came to show, to shoot, to point out, to direct, to show us, to manifest to us, to I and I, how to live them out, how to live it out, and how to live up. There's another question here as we sum up right here. If the Torah is done away with, because a lot of ones say, oh, the law is done away with, the Christianizers would say that the law, HaTorah, is done away with, and they will do some sleight of hand tricks with the Bible and go here and go there and take some verses out of context, and they will say that, look, it's been done away with. Well, if that is so, if we're not saying it is, but if what they say is true, that HaTorah, the Torah, is done away with, because what they're doing is misreading Paul. They're taking Paul out of context. Hopefully we can bring forward a series on that, because there's a lot of areas of our brother Paul that they take out of context. But if the Torah is done away with, then why do we find Yeshua teaching it after the second coming? So this was an interesting point of reference. Here to the prophet Micah, right? Go to the prophet Micah chapter 4. And the prophet Micah chapter 4, it speaks of the future kingdom of HaMashiach, the future kingdom of the anointed. Of the anointed king upon the throne of King David, to the throne of King David, upon which Shlomo HaMelech, Beino, his son, sat upon, is called in the scripture the throne of Yahuwah, the throne of Jehovah. So here in Micah chapter 4, the future kingdom, the future government, the kingdom of HaMashiach, the first item in the first verse is the kingdom, HaMalkut, Mamleket, the kingdom to be supreme, the kingdom to be supreme. And here, I don't know which version they're reading there, that's on the screen, but we'll go to the KJV that we have here before. It says, but in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house, the bait of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, shall be established in the top of the mountains. Let's just note this right here, that David had a son named Shlomo. David had a son named Solomon, and Solomon had a son named David, that son of the Queen of Sheba, the Queen of the South. We have Robeno, the Messiah, pointing to that as a sign as well. That is in the Gospel of Matthew, but it reads on. The part we're zooming in on is in the tops of the mountains. As we have Ethiopia, the rooftop, so to speak, of Africa, a high elevation, elevation likened to Yerushalayim. And it shall be exalted above the hills, and the people shall flow. Remember we're talking about Torah and the root of Torah, Yara, right? To flow, shall flow to it. That's the first part, right? B, the B part, right? Which is the next verse, Beit, right? The kingdom, Hamalkut, the Mamleket, to be universal, universal, that's I, called chosen the faithful Rastafari of the new name, to be universal, right? Universal. And many nations, and many who? Goyim, and many Gentiles, the international community, the nationalities, and many nations other than called Yisrael, and many nations shall come and say, come, let us, make I and I go up. They're going to Aliyah, make I and I go up to the mountain of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and to the house, the Beit, HaBeit, the Beit, right? The house of the Elohei Yaakov, of the Elohim of Jacob, the power of Jacob, the true good, the true God of Jacob. And he will teach us, teach I and I of his ways. And we, I and I, will walk, will trod, will yard, will trod in his paths. For the law, HaTorah, the law, the direction, the instruction, shall go forth of Zion, of Zion. And Zion, in the prophetic sense, represents the monarchy of David. Not just a geographical location in the earth, but the monarchy through the prophets, the sense of Zion, we're speaking of the people, and in this sense, we're speaking of the monarchy of David, because that covenant was made with the Beit David, with the house of David, as it says in Zechariah, and the house of David shall be as Elohim, shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord, of Jehovah before them. So it says, for the law, HaTorah, shall go forth of Zion, of Zion, and the connection with the Ark of the Covenant, the connection with those 12,000 Israelites that established that kingdom in the tops of the mountains in Tobia and Ethiopia, and the word of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, from Yerushalayim, from Jerusalem. So we have this right here. So the question being, if the law is done away with, then why do we find Messiah, right, according to the true and the proper interpretation of Micah chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, the future kingdom of the anointed, of the Messiah, the kingdom, the government to be supreme, the kingdom to be universal, the government to be universal, non-partial. Now here, we have 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 to 17. Just to be as thorough as possible here, we have 2 Timothy. Now remember in 1 Timothy, at the end of 1 Timothy, it says that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of Adonai Yeshua HaMashiach, until the appearing of our Lord, the parousia of Getachin Jesus Christos, who in his time shall shew, who when? In his times. So the scripture clearly says that there would be an appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is why our greeting, like the original 12 tribes of Israel, greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, this day revealed in the person of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, Kedemawi Halasalasi, Negusa Negeza, Ethiopia, Siyume, Xavier, King of Kings of Ethiopia, elect of God. Because blessed is the man who thou shalt choose, who in his times he shall shew, who is the blessed and only potentate, the only sovereign, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who only hath immortality dwelling in the light, who no man can approach to, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. Now, isn't it interesting, speaking of our Lord Jesus Christ, and then people will say, well, if you're saying that this is the revelation of Haile Selassie, we can see him, and they say that he died, but they say that Jesus Christ died too. Is that your belief? That's not our believity, right? Here is speaking of the light, who only hath immortality dwelling in the light. It's the light, right? Remember, we show this right here. Let's show this once again. For the commandment is a lamp, and the Torah is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. Here it says dwelling in the light, dwelling in HaTorah, dwelling in the direction, instruction, right? dwelling in the direction instruction. So here, let's go to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy verses, chapter 3, verses 16 to 17. All right? It says, all scripture is given by the inspiration, the breathe, the spirit within, inspiration, the spirit within of Elohim, of the power, of the true good, the true God. And it's profitable, it's beneficial for doctrine, for the true teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, verse 17, that the man, the Ish Elohim, Isha Elohim, the man of Elohim, the true good, the true God, may be perfect. But wait, the world flesh, the satanic seclorum says, nobody is perfect. No man, nobody's perfect. There's no man perfect. There's no man perfect. That's serpent speech there. There's no perfection in humanity of itself. In other words, in humanity of itself, there's no perfection. But as the word says right here, right, for the commandment is a lamp that shows us the way to perfection. And the Torah is light that enlightens us. And the reproofs of instruction or discipline are the way of life. So practice makes perfect. That the Isha Elohim, the man of Elohim, may be perfect, thoroughly furnished. Thoroughly furnished to what? To all good works. Right? And here, let's bring this right here. This is a very good diagram. We'll get into this a little bit more, showing that in the first type, the teaching lesson, the object lesson, should we say, the object lesson of the tabernacle, of the holy place, the Mishkan, HaMishkan, right, of the dwelling place. Notice that when we look at the threefold, because that fingerprint of HaShilush HaKadosh, the Holy Trinity, He who be, who He be, we have the way, the truth, and the life. Just to zoom in right here, we can go through this in a little more detail. As we enter into the gate, they say, broad is the way, right, that leads us to destruction, but the narrow is the gate, right, the gate of life. So the way, beginning firstly with atonement, right, that adds one meant, atonement, right, the entrance, right, the door, right, he says, I am the door, holiness, set apartness, corresponding to the golden lampstand, not candlesticks. That's a latter day idea, but the oil is the power in that sense of the oil, symbolic of spirit, right? Golden lampstand, the table of shewbread, right? The bread of life, the bread. Let's break bread, right? So this is the truth. In the first room, the first compartment, the first room of the tabernacle, of the tent, the ohel, the moed, right? The tent of meeting. Then we have the fourth item is prayer. Prayer corresponding with the golden altar of incense, the golden altar of incense. Then to get into the holy of holies, which now brings us from the way to the truth to the life beyond the veil, the fifth item is access. And then we come to the throne which in the tabernacle is the ark of the covenant. The sixth point of the seven points is fellowship, right, that fellowship, because what was brought within the veil and what occurred in the presence of the ark. It's there that Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be the name, said he would converse with I and I, with us face to face, right? And then from this fellowship, since this is in the life, right, in the fellowship, we have that eternal life. So just to conclude right there, brothers and sisters and brothers, and let's seal up right here with the Lion of Judah. Yes, I. Rastafari. Check out more at rastafarigroundation.org. Look forward to our sabbatical, Rastafari Sabbatical, the app coming forward, as well as Discipleship Radio, the app coming forward. For more, rastafarigroundation.org, or put LOJ Society, Lion of Judah Society, LOJ Society in your search browser, and you get the links right there. Shalom, Harim, shalom. Be well. Be Yeshua, shalom. Be Yeshua, shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Shalom. Shalom. Shalom. Shalom. Update, update, update. LOJS.org. Updated site, LOJS.org. Let's open the door. Open up the door. Eliyahu. Elijah.
Aviva. Aviva, it's time to open the door for Eliyahu.
Thank you. my advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and elaborate on.
The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first. Even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah. In that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall be as God,
as God, as God, as God, as God, as God, as God,
as the angel of the Lord before them, before them, before them, before them, before them, before them, before them. And the house of David shall be as God, shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord,
the angel of the Lord,
the angel of the Lord,
the angel of the Lord.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Hey, 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 today's early psalm. Again in the season, we have Psalm 79. Hey, 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 Shema Yisrael. Today's early psalm.
Psalm 79. O God, the heathen are come into thine inheritance. Thy holy temple have they defiled. They have laid Jerusalem on heaps. The dead bodies of thy servants have they given to be meat unto the fowls of the heaven, the flesh of thy saints unto the beasts of the earth. Their blood have they shed like water round about Jerusalem, and there was none to bury them. We are become a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and derision to them that are round about us. How long, Lord, wilt thou be angry forever? Shall thy jealousy burn like fire? Pour out thy wrath upon the heathen that have not known thee, and upon the kingdoms that have not called upon thy name. For they have devoured Jacob, and laid waste his dwelling place. O, remember not against us former iniquities. Let thy tender mercies speedily prevent us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name, and deliver us, and purge away our sins for thy name's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, Where is their God? Let him be known among the heathen in our sight by the revenging of the blood of thy servants which is shed. Let the sighing of the prisoner come before thee. According to the greatness of thy power, preserve thou those that are appointed to die, and render unto our neighbors sevenfold into their bosom their reproach wherewith they have reproached thee, O Lord. So we thy people and sheep of thy pasture will give thee thanks forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations, 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 generations.
Mizmor Ein Eight. Mizmor Le'asaf. Elohim ba'u goyim b'nachlateka imu eta hekalak adisheka samu eta Yerushalayim le'yim natnu eta nivlata evadeka ma'ekala l'of ha'shamayim Sara Hasideka Lichaito Aret Shafku adamama kamaim Sivivota Yerushalayim Ve'en kover Hayinu kharpa li shakenenu La'aga rak elam li sabibotenu Mizmor Ein Teit Mizmor le'asaf Elohim Bau goyim de'nachlateka Imru et ha'ekal ha'kadsheka Samu et ha'Yerushalayim le'ayim Natsunu et ha'nivlat ha'ebadeka Ma'ekal ha'le'ofa ha'shemayim Besar ha'chasideka le'chayto aretz Shafku damam ha'kamayim Sivivota Yerushalayim Ve'en kover Hayinu kherpa lishkenenu La'aga wak elem alisa biboteinu Adma Yahuwa Tenaf lanetzach Adma Yawa Te'enaf lanetzah Tiv'ara Komo Eisha Kinateka Shefoka Hamateka El Hagoy Masholo Yedauka Allah Mamlakota Asher Beshimeka Lokau Kiakala Eta Yaakov We Eta Nawehua Hea Shamu Ala tizkar lanua e'onota ria shoni mahera yikadamunu rahameka kia dalonu meod.
I will protect I as I will protect Daniel, Shadrach, and Meshach, and Abednego. You know?
They never get burned. No, they never get burned. They never get burned. Not eaten by the world. No. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Oh. Laughing in fire and they never get hurt.
Azrenu Elohei Ishainu Al Devar Kobod Shemeka. Help us, O Elohim, Elohei Ishainu. Azrenu Elohei Ishainu Al Devar Kobod Shemeka. We Hatzleinu We Kapir Al Hatotenu Lima'an Shemeka. Lama Yomru Hagoyim Haye Elohehem Yiwada'a Begoyim Le'ayneinu Nikmat Adam Badeka Hashafuk Tabo Lefaneka Enkata Sira Kogodela Ze'aro'eka Hotira Bnei Temuta We'a Hasheva Lishkenenu Shivatama Ela Chikam Kherpatama Ashera Kherfuka Adonai Wa enachnu ameka Wifon amar iteka Nodel leka leolam Ledor Wadora Nisapira Tehilateka.
Song. Let's zoom in on a couple of verses right here. Let's zoom in on verses 9 to 13. Now, today's daily psalm is more Ein Tet, alphanumerically in the Hebrew, Ein Tet, corresponding to 79, Psalm LXXIX. It's a pre-national disaster. It's a companion to Psalm 74, and it emanates from the same disillumined, darkened situation, the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple by the Babylonians. Now, there's an old rabbinical tractate, Sopharim, XVIII, and 3, that appoints this psalm, Psalm 79, and Psalm CXXXVII, Psalm 137, for recital. Rise up the chant. On the 9th of Av, the Tisha B'Av, this is the fast day that commemorates the anniversary of the calamitous event, the destruction, the first and the second destruction of Jerusalem. On the 9th of the 5th month, the 9th of Av, the Tisha B'Av, the month of the Father. Right here, here, here. Call this audible here, focusing on verses 9 to 13. The Israelites, Ethiopian Civil War, referring to Psalm 74, and today's daily psalm. So zooming in on these verses right here, here, here. Thou didst pluck up a vine out of Egypt. Thou didst drive out the nations, and didst plant it, did plant her. Thou didst clear a place before it, before her. And she took deep root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with the shadow of it, and the mighty cedars with the boles thereof. She sent out her branches to the sea and her shoots to the river. Why, Lama, why hast thou broken down her fences so that all them that pass by the way do pluck? Ha, here, here, here.
I and I will tell of thy praise, thy eyes to all generations. The last verse in the Yehudi and the Ivrit and the Hebrew, what's called Hebrew, but more correctly Yehudi, as the Judean form of the ancient Hebrew speech that we have memorialized in the scriptures. Here we have Ledor Wador, Ledor for a generation, a door, Wa and Dor for a generation and generation, Nisapir, to tell, right, to tell. Now, the word for Sefer is the word for book. So it's...
Yeah. Forgive I, pray that I went forward. What I read there was verses 9 to 13 from Psalm 80. All right, flipped like two pages. But right here, this audible right here, connecting the Israelites, Ethiopian, the Civil War, the history, the national disaster, today's daily psalm, Psalm 79, appointed for recital on the memorial of the destructions of the first and the second temple, even in 70 A.D. and Solomon's temple, the very same day. So zooming in on verses 9 to 13, these verses right here, Azreinu Elohe Yisha'enu, help I, O Elohim of I, Yeshua Yisha'enu, of I salvation, of I victory, for the sake of the glory of thy name, and deliver I and forgive I sins, I ukeries, fukuri, for thy name's sake, for the Hashem's sake, for thy name's sake. Wherefore, lama, for what? Lama, why should the nation say, Aye, Elohim, where is the Elohim? Make the avenging of thy servant's blood that is shed be made known among the nations in I sight. See, make the groaning of the prisoner come before the eye. According to the greatness of thy power, set free those that are appointed to death. Set free the Bnei Temuta, Bnei, the sons of Temuta, the sons of death, those who are appointed to death, and render to I neighbors sevenfold into their bosom their reproach, their mocking, their scoffing of I, their reproach wherewith they have reproached thee, the I, O Adonai. So I that are thy people and the flock of thy pasture will give thee thanks, Yankful Isis, forever. I will tell of thy praise, thy Isis, to all generations. So here we have the prayer, the portion of the prayer for relief right here. Yes, I, Shema, Yisra, Yisra.
I will tell of thy praise, I, Isis, to all generations. The last verse in the Yehudi, in the Ivrit, in the Hebrew, was called Hebrew, but more correctly Yehudi, as it's the Judean form of the ancient Hebrew speech that we have memorialized in the scriptures. Here we have Lidor Wador, Lidor for a generation, a door, Wa and Dor for a generation and generation, Nisapir, to tell, right, to tell. Now, the word for Sefer is the word for book. So it's like a sense of accounting, to account for, but brought out in this sense as Nisapir, I, to tell, Nisapir, Tehilatika, the Tehila, the Elilta, in them heart is known as the Elilta, from the Halal, right, Tehilatika, the I-Isis, the I-Praises. That is Yisrael, Israel's appointed mission. What is the appointed mission that the lost found have been an omission of? What's that appointed mission? To tell of the praises. Israel's appointed mission is to tell of the Isis of he who be who he be. That's right. That's right. That's right. Yes. So here we have Isaiah chapter XLII, which will be chapter 40, 43, and 21. Israel's appointed mission to tell Nisapir Tehilatika of the eyes Elilta, the Isis, the praises, the exaltation. Deliverance will evoke a voice, right? Isis, praises. And instead of the sad story, the sad succession of sin, of ukery and suffering from generation to generation, Lidor Wador, the solidarity of Jah people, of Jah nation, will be more happily expressed by ringing songs transmitted from father to son and gathering volume, pumping up the volume, making it ram. Ram in Hebrew, like to be high. gather volume as they flow from age to age. Now, the portion that we zoomed in on in that way, that was a dub way from creation, dub right there, was verses 9 to 13. Now, let me just look at this right here because we're looking at the Hebrew. Yeah, it should be numbered the same way, verses 9 to 13. Verses 9 to 12 is the prayer, the tefillah in the Hebrew, the elot, for help. And it began off with help us, help I and I. Azreinu, help I and I. Elohei, Yishainu. Elohei, the power, Elohim. Elohei, Yishainu. Yishainu from Yashah, as we have in the name of the Savior, Yeshua. Azreinu, Elohei, Yishainu. Help I and I. Help I and I, O Elohim, of I and I salvation. Yishainu, of I and I, Yeshua. Al-Devar, Kavod, Shemeka. All upon, up on, debar is the word, al-debar, on the word. And people say, on this, on that, on God, on that, on this and that, but on the word, al-debar, kabod, shemeka, is glory in the Hebrew. Kabod, some would say as kavod, so this may be read as al-debar, kavod, shemeka, for the sake of the glory of Shemeka, of the I male name, for the sake of the glory of the I male name, Shemeka, al-debar, kabod, Shemeka. Now, this phrase here, for the sake of the glory of thy name, is a frequent prayer to Ha-Elohim, to Ha-Elohim, to the power, Lahayim, is a frequent prayer and plea, a plea to the power in prayer. A frequent plea, this word sound right here, this Hebrew mantra right here, for the sake. For whose sake? For what sake? For the sake of the glory of thy name. Al-Debar, on the word. Al-Debar, Kabod, Shemeka, on the word of the glory of the I name. Help I and I, O Elohim, O power of I and I, Yeshua. Azreinu, Eloheya, Yishainu, for the sake, on the word, in the Hebrew, for the sake will be brought out more better as on the word, al-debar, kabod, shemeka, on the kabod, the glory of shemeka, the I male name. So the suppliants, even from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my suppliants, as we have in Zephaniah chapter 3, if the suppliants' sins, the ukaries, falling short, are so heavy, as not to deserve a response, the appeal right here, on the word of the glory of thy name, for the sake of the glory of thy male name, the appeal is made on the ground, on the groundation of Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, the Almighty's honor, that is compromised, since Yisrael, the Beit Yisrael, the Beit Israel's fate, Einai's fate, is bound, as the Akedah of Yitzhak, even here in the season, is bound up therewith. Just bringing out this word sound here in the ninth verse, help I and I. O Elohim, O power of I and I salvation, of I and I Yeshua, Azreinu, Elohei Yishainu, Al-Devar, Kabod, Shemeka, and deliver us, deliver I and I, Hatzeleinu is an interesting word. It's from Natal. Natal in the Hebrew literally means to snatch. So literally in the Hebrew, the word deliver I and I is snatch us. And snatch I and I, and forgive I and I ukaries, with kapir, kippur, ha kippurim, atonement, with kapir, kafar, right, kafar, they say kafir boy, but the Hebrew root of that is atonement, with kapir, and atone, or forgive, al chatoteinu, all upon, and forgive, on, and cover up, on I and I, falling short, missing the mark, chatoteinu. So the key here is for the sake, on the word of the glory, on the word of the glory of the I name, on the word of the glory of thy name. Do this why? Do this for who? Do this because of the glory of thy name. Al-Debar Kabod Shemeka, the I male name. Here, on the air, we have like seven minutes before the grace period right here. Love to share the Midrash right here, as the Midrash focuses on Zara, who was one of the Cushite tribes, Ethiopian tribes, that tried to come up against Asa, the Israelites, and what went on right there. right? So it's like when the careless Ethiopians try to come up against the children of Israel, the careful Ethiopians, what Tagwan. But here in today's Psalm, verse 10, just to touch on a couple of the basics right here, in verse 10 it says, wherefore should the nations, the other nations say, where is their Elohim? Where is their God? Wherefore, in other words, if you don't do this, then why would a nation say this? If you don't do it, the nation are going to say, where is their Elohim? Where is their Elohim? Wherefore should the nation say? So pleaded Moshe. Moses pleaded this very same way. Wherefore? Why? Lama yomru hagoyim. Ayeh Elohim. Ayeh Eloheihem. Ayeh, ayeh, where Eloheihem? Where is their Elohim? Ayeh Eloheihem. Ayeh Eloheihem. Where is their power? Why should the other nationalities say, the other nations say, concerning Jah people, where is their power? So this phrase here, wherefore should a nation say, this is how Moses made his argument to Hashem, after the sin, the uckery of the molten calf, that is falsely called the golden calf. Scripture always referred to as a molten calf. Had a little bit of gold in it. Maybe the people saw things that wasn't really there. That's why they wanted a molten calf. But after the sin of the molten calf, falsely called the golden calf, Moshe, he pleaded with Jehovah, wherefore should a nation say, Lama yomru hagoyim? Lama yomru hagoyim? Why? Lama? Why? For what? Literally, for what? Lama. La for ma. Ma for what? Yomru, them saying hagoyim, the nation, the Gentiles, the international community. And he also, Moshe also appealed the same way, this very same way, the very same word, Lama yomru hagoyim. Lama for what? Yomru, them saying hagoyim, the nations, the nationalities, the nation states. He also said this after the affair, right, the bad affair, right, the love-hate affair of the 10 spies that brought back lies and discouraged the whole generation of Yisrael. So instead of going forward, they wanted to go backward, and that generation had wandered in the wilderness a year for a day, 40 years. But Moses said the very same thing. So you can check this out in Exodus chapter 32, verse 12, and in Numbers chapter 14, verse 13. Also, an interesting note in Psalm 115, round about the second verse. Wherefore should a nation say, where is their Elohim? Ayeh Eloheihem. Make the avenging of thy servant's blood that is shed be made known. Be made known. So all the cover-ups to be made known among the nations in I and I sight. The avenging of the blood. Yewada bagoyim le'aynenu. All right, let it be known, let it be known. Yewada, yewada, yewada bagoyim le'aynenu. In our eyes, let it be known in our eyes. What? The avenging, the vengeance. All right, in the time of vengeance, corresponding with the second advent of the Moshiach, the second advent, the Messiah, and the second advent, concerning the day of vengeance. Let the avenging of thy servant's blood that is shed be made known among the nations, the other nations of the world, all nations of the world. We have Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 43. It should be noted that the call for divine retribution is not motivated by the desire to see the persecutors suffer. So there is a call for divine retribution, as Barana Selassie and the Rastafari before I and I said, pray for the judgment day. But the call for the divine retribution is not motivated by the desire to see the persecutors, the false prosecutors suffer. Nah, not that. But that it should be known. Let it be known how Hailahim, how the power, the true good, the true God, upholds the cause of their victims and executes justice up on the earth, good over evil. Key word here, in our sight. Le'aynenu, in our eyes. Le'aynenu, le'aynenu, in our eyes. May this happen soon, and do not put it off, O Jehovah. Don't put it off. Make the groaning of the prisoner come before thee. All those falsely imprisoned in this world industrial prison complex, make the groaning of the prisoner come before thee, eye according to the greatness of thy power, according to the greatness of thy power. Set free those that are appointed to death. In the Hebrew, it calls those who are appointed to death the sons of death. Here, here, here. 90 seconds, y'all on the live stream. Calling, here to full of foe. 90 seconds. calling. 90 seconds. Yes, I. So by the greatness of his power, the power of he who be who he be, by the greatness of his power. 60 seconds. Greatness of his power. 60 seconds, y'all, right here. 60 seconds. Greatness of your power. Set free those that are appointed. Those who are appointed to death, the b'nei temuta, the sons of death, and render to I and I neighbors sevenfold, at number seven, sevenfold, seven times into their bosom, their reproach, their taunting, their reproach, their taunting, their mocking, their taunting I and I, their reproach for I and I, wherewith they have reproached, they taunt the I, Adonai, O Adonai. This is a key verse right here, here as well. This verse right here, that their reproach, their taunting, that they taunt, the taunting that they taunt I and I, is really the taunting against Adonai. Adonai Jah, Rastafari Kedemawi, how does Allah say? So the prisoner here is Israel, is the once lost, now found, the lost sheep of the house of Israel, the Beit Israel, I and I in captivity. Those that are appointed to death, as we said, literally the sons of death. It may also mean those who are condemned to die. So there's this Hebraic phrase, b'nei temuta, muta? B'nei temuta, b'nei, sons of temuta, sons of death, those who are condemned to die. First Samuel, Shemuel, chapter 20, verse 31. 1 Samuel chapter 26, verse 16. And also here in today's psalm, in the prayer for help, it's those who are enduring a living death in exile. So it's both those who are appointed to death, like those who are falsely charged and convicted on, like, say, death row in the prison industrial complex, so to speak, and also those who are not incarcerated like that, but those who are enduring a living death even while in exile, so far, far, far from home. And render to I and I neighbors, right, sevenfold into their bosom. Our neighbors are those others in the context of the time, other nations, but those who are not of I and I, we're in the world, not of the world, who gloat over I and I misfortune, over when bad things happen to I and I, to Jah people. Instead of showing sympathy, or maybe empathy, or some passy, they gloat over this, they taunt, they mock I and I. Therefore, sevenfold into their bosom, sevenfold. We have this in Genesis chapter 4, verse 15. Where we have the origin and symbolic use of the number seven. Also in Psalm 12, Hebraically verse 7 goes into that sevenfold. Into their bosom. Why into their bosom? Some might say it's on top of their head. But why do we have here in this Psalm of Asaph? Asaph means the gatherer, into their bosom. Because the folds of the garment, above the girdle, are used in the east. So when we look to the east, What a misrak to melketu. Look to the east. The folds of the garment above the girdle are used in the east as pockets, the folds, where the clothing folds in, as pockets for holding articles of various kinds. Therefore, this is like to say, may punishment overtake them so closely that it is, so to speak, carried about by them in their pocket, in their bosom, close to their heart, close to their chest, to keep the judgment hard to come. Why? Because they have reproached the eye. Though they taunt I and I, Rastafari Jah people, once lost, now found, they really are reproaching the eye. So here the appeal is not made, oh, look what they do to me, but look what they're doing to me. They're doing it to you. What they do to I and I, speaking to the Most High, Adonai, they do to the eye. They made slighting remarks, gloating, mockery about Israel, especially I and I, the Beta Israel, right? And about I and I power, I and I source, I and I true good, I and I true God, about his majesty, I and I power as being helpless to help his people. Like when one say, well, what has Rastafari done for you? What has Haile Selassie, what Selassie do for you? You know, they ask, that's another form of it. Although maybe it's innocent, but let Jah sort between this and that, because it's a judgment day, Every day is a judgment day. Here. Bringing it to verse 13, there's a hope, tikva, there's tesva, there's expectation for the future. In this verse here, sealing up today's psalm, just a zoom in on this area here, seeing the tribal war, civil war in Ethiopia that surrounds the New Jerusalem, Lalibela, and the holy place. We pray that, you know, what we see in the prophecy does not come to pass, but we're pointing it out that it may come to pass. It's all about the people's repentance. So may the faithful Ethiopians that are praying and repenting and fasting from the 6th of September all the way to September 11th, Ethiopian New Year, may their prayers and their repentances be heard. But here, verse 13, so I and I that are thy people and the flock of thy pasture will give thee thanks, young, for Isis for Iva. We, I and I, will tell of thy praise, thy Isis, to all generations. Very interesting that the song and music, right, and Rastafari with the king's music, the song and the music is so integral to true Israel, to the remnant of Israel, to the irritical, we say the spiritual Israel, right, because enough Israel according to the flesh. But what about those according to the irate, bring forth the praises? So I and I, that are thy people and the flock of thy pasture. After Hailahim, the power had executed retribution, Yisrael, Israel, will have cause to praise him. Some read this as the prayer here is, do this so that we will have even more cause to praise God. Because you know who we be, O Jehovah. You know who I and I be. You know who I and I be, O Abba and Father. I and I be thy people. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, make I and I ride up right here. I actually want to share this audio right there. Just juggling right here. Find who we be. Who we be, I and I be, the Israelites. Yes.
In Ethiopia, live racial and religious groups obscured by legend. The Falasha Jews link themselves to ancient Israel. Yet the sounds of the Hebrew language are new to the Falasha. Their religion is Judaic, but they are not regarded as Semitic. Rather, they are a native people converted many centuries ago.
Yeah. Meant to go over that audio right there. The sounds of Hebrew spoken with a Germanic accent are unfamiliar to them, rather. It's not regarded as Semitic. That's because of the lie of the world and nation and the Jews who call themselves Jews. But here, what's interesting is this, that the language they speak, the Ge'ez, right, is a pure Semitic language, and Amharic is in the same subgroup of Semitic that's called Afro-Semitic. That's interesting. So they speak a Semitic language, right? You know, Yiddish is not Semitic. But right here, let's ride up for prayer right here.
Ye Ethiopians also, ye shall be slain by my sword, my sword, my sword, my sword. My sword, my sword, my sword, my... Ye Ethiopians also, ye shall be slain by my sword.
Slain by my sword. Slain by...
Ye Ethiopians also.
Also.
Ye Ethiopians also.
And also.
Ye Ethiopians also.
Ethiopians also.
Ethiopians also.
Ethiopian...
Psalm 79. O God, the heathen are come into thine inheritance. Thy holy temple have they defiled. They have laid Jerusalem on heaps. The dead bodies of thy servants have they given to be meat unto the fowls of the heaven, the flesh of thy saints unto the beasts of the earth. Their blood have they shed like water round about Jerusalem, and there was none to bury them. We are become a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and derision to them that are round about us. How long, Lord, wilt thou be angry forever? Shall thy jealousy burn like fire? Pour out thy wrath upon the heathen that have not known thee, and upon the kingdoms that have not called upon thy name. For they have devoured Jacob, and laid waste his dwelling place. O, remember not against us former iniquities. Let thy tender mercies speedily prevent us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name, and deliver us, and purge away our sins for thy name's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, Where is their God? Let him be known among the heathen in our sight by the revenging of the blood of thy servants which is shed. Let the sighing of the prisoner come before thee. According to the greatness of thy power, preserve thou those that are appointed to die, and render unto our neighbors sevenfold into their bosom their reproach, wherewith they have reproached thee, O Lord. So we thy people and sheep of thy pasture will give thee thanks forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations, 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 generations.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear today's daily psalm. According to the royal order of Ethiopian Jesus, and the order of Malachias, Edek, Mizmor Ein 8. Mizmor Ein 8. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear today's daily psalm. According to the royal order of the Ethiopian Jesus, and have the order of Malachias, Edek, Mizmor Ein 8. Mizmor Ein 8. Psalm 79, Mizmor Ein 8. Psalm LXXIX. Mizmor Le'asaf. Elohim Ba'u Goyim Abinachlateka. Imu. Etahekalak Adisheka. Samu Eta Yerushalayim Le'ayim. A psalm of Asaf. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear today's daily psalm. According to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we have the order of Malkias, Edek, Mizmor Ein 8. Mizmor Ein 8. Psalm 79, Mizmor Ein 8. Psalm LXXIX. Mizmor le'asaf, Elohim ba'u goyim abinachlateka, imu, etahekalak adisheka, samu eta Yerushalayim ale'in. A psalm of Asaf. O God, the heathen are coming to thine inheritance. Thy holy temple have they defiled. They have laid Jerusalem in heaps. Mizmor le'asaf, a psalm of Asaf, the gatherer. Elohim ba'u goyim b'nachlateka. O Elohim, the heathen are come into thine inheritance. Elohim ba'u goyim b'nachlateka. They have defiled thy holy temple, thy Isla temple, thy holy set apart temple. They have defiled. Imu etahekala kadsheka. They have laid Jerusalem in heat. Samu eta Yerushalayim le'ayim. These words, these devarim, these words are to be considered in the light, the illumination of the verse, even the verse from Lamentation 4 and 12 that reads, the kings of the earth and all the inhabitants of the world would not have believed that the adversary and the enemy would have entered into the gates of Yerushalayim, into the gates of Jerusalem. Who would have believed that after the miracles that were wrought within her gates in the days of Sennacherib, Yerushalayim, Jerusalem would have been subdued by the might of her enemies? Think of the miracles of the past. After the troop of Amalek had come to Ziklag and burnt it, and had taken captive everyone, men, women, and children, that was in it. As soon as Dawid came and found Ziklag burnt and her inhabitants taken captive, he sat down, he and his men, and wept. According to scripture, what did David ask, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What did David ask the Holy One? Blessed be He. In 1 Samuel 30 and 8, he asked, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou, the eye, shalt surely overtake them. And David and Dawid inquired of Yahweh Jehovah saying, Why Yishala Dawi Bayahuah Lemor Erdofa Achreya Hagdud Hazeh Ha'asigenu Vayomer Lo And he said to him, Rido Kia Hasega Tasiga Wehatela Tazil Shall I pursue after this truth? Erdofa Achreya Hagdud Hazeh? Shall I overtake them? Ha'asigenu? And he answered him, Vayomer lo, pursue, for thou, the I shall surely overtake them. Ridof, kia, ha, sega, tasiga, we, hatela, tasil, for the I shall surely overtake them, and without fail, recover all. Wehatzel Tazil. 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 8. And so Dawid did. He pursued and overtook them, fell upon them, and smote them, as is said even in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 17. And Dawid and David smote them from the twilight even to the evening of the next day. Wayakim Dawid me ha neshefa wi adaha ereva le ma horatam. And David smote them. Wayakim Dawid from the twilight even to the evening of the next day. May ha neshefa wa ada ha ereva le mahoratam. And the verse goes on to say, and there escaped not a man of them, save 400 young men who rode upon camels and fled. This Asa could not do. Therefore, he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Idol One, blessed be He, Ribon Shel Olam, Ribon Shel HaOlam, Master of the Universe, Anniversary Master, there is no strength in me, in I, to pursue Zara, the Ethiopian king. Wayikra Asa Eliyahua Elohayo Wayomar Yahua Eina Emeka La Elzora Ben Rab Lein Koacha Ezareinu Yahua Eloheinu Ki Aleka Nisha Anu Ua Be Shinka Banu Allahe Hamona Hazeh Yahuwah Eloheinu Aha Allah Ya Ezora Imeka Enosh. And here, 2 Chronicles chapter 14 in the KJV is verse 11. In the Hebrew, it'll be verse 10. 2 Chronicles chapter 14, verse 11, KJV in the Hebrew scripts. 2 Chronicles chapter 14, verse 10. And Asa cried to Jehovah, his God, his true good. Wayikra. Wayikra. Asa Eliyahua Elohayo. And said Yahuwah Jehovah, he who be we be, no thing, nothing, with the eye to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, help I and I, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah Eloheinu, I and I power, I and I true good, I and I true God, I and I Elohim. For I and I rest on thee, on the eye, and in thy name. We, I and I, go against this multitude. Yahuwah, O Jehovah, thou, the I Eloheinu, I and I power, I and I Elohim. Let not, make not man prevail against thee. Make not mortal man prevail against the I. Wayikra Asa Eliyahua Elohayo. Wayomar Yahuwah Ein Imeka. La Ezora Bein Rab. Ein Koacha Azrenu Yahuwah Eloheinu. Hi Aleka Nisha Anu. Ua Beshimka Banu Alahe Hamon Hazeh. Yahuwah Eloheinu, ata ala ya'itzora imekaenosh. Asa said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, there is no strength in me and I to pursue Zara, the Ethiopian, the Cushite king. What did HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, do? Blessed be he do, according to 2 Chronicles 14:11, Hebraically speaking, Yahuwah Jehovah smote the Ethiopians, the Cushites, before Asa. Wayigof Yahuwah eta hakushim lifnei Asa ve lifnei Yehuda. Wayanusu Hakushim. So Jehovah smote the Cushites, the Ethiopians, before Asa, and before Yehuda, and before Judah, and the Cushim, Hakushim. And so the Ethiopians fled. Wayigof Yahuwah eta hakushim lifnei Asa ve lifnei Yehuda. Wayanusu hakushim. Jehoshaphat too stood up and said, Ribon shel ha'olam, Ribon shel ha'olami, master of the universe, of the universe. There is no strength, no strength in me and I to pursue them or to make war against them. But I and I will wait here, and thou, the I, pursue them until they are smitten. And so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isla One, the Set Apart One, blessed be he, did as he said, even in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 22. And when they began in singing and praise, Jehovah set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir that were come against Yehuda, and they smote one and other. Ub aita heya chelua berin uatahila natan Yahuwah Me'arim al b'nei Amon Moab v'har Sahir habayim li Yehuda v'ayayinagifu. And when they began to sing and to praise, and when they began, to sing and to praise, Uba Aita Heya Chailua Sifrina Ua Tehila. And when they began, to sing and to praise Yahuwah, Jehovah set ambushments, against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who were come against Yehuda, and they were smitten. They were nagaf, and they were smitten. Why you not give? Ube'ait, and in the time, hey chelu, that they began, ube'aita hey chelua berina, to sing in shrilling and ringing tones, berina, ua tahila. And the elilta, Natan Yahua, Me arvim al b'nei Amona Moab v'har Seir habayim li Yehuda v'aya yinagifu. How did Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the true power, bring this about? He clothed the armies of Amon, Moab, and Har Seir, the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, in mirror-like brilliance, so that when they looked at another, they saw their own reflection. Taking these reflections, however, for Banai Yisrael, the Israelites, the sons of Israel, laying in ambush, they smote one another. Taking these reflections, they smote one another. When Sennacherib came, Hezekiah stood up and likewise said, quote, "There is no strength in me, in I, to pursue, or even to look upon battles. In the hour when I sleep on my couch, wage thou our battles, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, replied, "This I shall do for thee, Sleep thou on thy couch, and I shall wage the battle. What does Scripture go on to say? Even in 2 Kings 19:35. And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went forth and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. Wayehia balaila hahua, wayetea malaki yahua, wayak bi mahane ashur me a shimonima wahemisha lefa, wayasha kimu babokara wihine kulam pegarima metin. And it came to pass that night, that the angel of Jehovah went out. Wayehi balaila hahu,
Wayixeya Malachi Yahuwah. And smote in the camp of the Assyrians and 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they all dead corpses. Wayehiya balayla hahu, wayetzeya malak yahuwa, wayak be machneh ashur me'ah shemonim wachemisha lef. Wayashakimu baboker wehine kulam pegarim metim. And all of these were governors, dukes, and marshals, in addition to their uncounted hosts. And many of their hosts, their armies, had previously gone away. Our masters said, only one out of every 60 remained. Yet those that remained filled the land of Israel, the Eretz Israel. For it is said even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 8 and 8, the radio bone of his wings shall spread over the land. And the radio bone of a cock's wing is but 1/60th of the spread of his wings. And here in Yeshayahu 8 and 8, the fuller verse, in Isaiah chapter 8, verse 8, and he shall pass through Judah, he shall overflow and go over, he shall reach even to the neck, and the stretching out of his wings shall fill the breadth of thy land, O Immanuel. Wechalafa bi Yehuda shata, weavara adat awara yadia, wehaya mutota kanafayua melo rachaba arteka Immanuel. All these Assyrians died. And how many were left alive? Rav said 10. For it is said even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah chapter 10 verse 19, that a child may write them down. That a child may write them down. Ushaar eita yairoa misapara yehiyua witnaara yikitavain. The verse, and the rest of the trees of his forest shall be few, and the rest of the trees of his forest shall be few, that a child may write them, that a child may write them. Usha'ar eitha ya'iroa niyas nisipara yihiyu witna'ara yikitavain, that a child, na'ara witna'ara yikitavain, that a child may write them down. And what character does a child...